Also, she had a cat and she played the guitar. On days when the sun was strong, she would wash her hair and together with the cat, a red tiger-striped Tom, sit out on the fire escape thumming a guitar while her hair dried. Whenever I heard the music, I would go stand quietly by my window. She played very well and sometimes sang too. Sang in the hoarse, breaking tones of a boy's adolescent voice. She knew all the show hits, Cole Porter and Kurt Weill. Especially she liked the songs from Oklahoma, which were new that summer and everywhere. But there were moments when she played songs that made you wonder where she learned them, where indeed she came from. Harsh, tender, wandering tunes with words that smacked of piney woods or prairie. One went, "Don't want to sleep, don't want to die, just want to go a-travelin' through the pastures of the sky." And this one seemed to gratify her the most, for often she continued it long after her hair had dried, after the sun had gone, and there were lighted windows in the dusk. But our acquaintance did not make headway until September, an evening with the first ripple chills of autumn running through it. I'd been to a movie, come home, and gone to bed with a bourbon nightcap and the newest Simenon. So much my idea of comfort that I couldn't understand a sense of unease that multiplied until I could hear my heart beating. It was a feeling I'd read about, written about, but never before experienced. The feeling of being watched, of someone in the room. Then, an abrupt rapping at the window, a glimpse of ghostly gray. I spilled the bourbon. It was some little while before I could bring myself to open the window and ask Miss Golightly what she wanted. "I've got the most terrifying man downstairs," she said, stepping off the fire escape into the room. "I mean, he's sweet when he isn't drunk, but let him start lapping up the vino, and oh, God, quell beast, if there's one thing I loathe, it's men who bite." She loosened a gray flannel robe off her shoulder to show me evidence of what happens if a man bites. The robe was all she was wearing. "I'm sorry if I frightened you, but when the beast got so tiresome, I just went out the window. I think he thinks I'm in the bathroom. Not that I give a damn what he thinks. The hell with him. He'll get tired. He'll go to sleep. My God, he should. 8 martinis before dinner and enough wine to wash an elephant. Listen, you can throw me out if you want to. I've got a gull barging in on you like this. But that fire escape was damned icy. And you looked so cozy. Like my brother, Fred. We used to sleep 4 in a bed, and he was the only one that ever let me hug him on a cold night. By the way, do you mind if I call you Fred?" She'd come completely into the room now, and she paused there, staring at me. I'd never seen her before not wearing dark glasses, and it was obvious now that they were prescription lenses, for without them her eyes had an assessing squint, like a jeweler's.